Rodney Davidson is my name. I am the new field leader in FAME Mission, and I thank God for this opportunity to bring you this year's FAME report. On behalf of my wife Alma and our four children, Jordan, Amy, Calvin, and Grace, I can say that we are very happy to be living among and serving the Kiambu people here in Kenya. We can testify to a peace about serving here, a peace that only God can give. We currently have 190 orphaned boys and girls under our care, and 164 of them live here at our Child Rescue Center, Kitimula. These children are taught the Word of God each week and have memorized many verses of Scripture. We rejoice and thank God for the interest many of them have in spiritual things. Evangelism in local schools, churches and open-air services are being well received, and people sit and listen carefully as the gospel is preached. In recent months, we have had the great joy and privilege of pointing three children in our centre to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Just a month after we came to live and serve the Lord here in Kenya, the Lord graciously granted us household salvation when he saved our youngest daughter, Grace. Concern for spiritual growth of our young believers led us to start a weekly prayer meeting each Sunday morning before our morning service. On average, 20 boys and girls meet for prayer. Hearing these young believers, orphans, crying in prayer to their Father in heaven thrills our souls. Thanks to a gift from Londonderry Free Presbyterian Church Youth Fellowship, we have been enabled to present every child who can read with their own copy of the King James Bible. Life is very difficult in this hot, dry and barren land. Two harvests in a row have failed, and the resultant famine, the worst in over 50 years, is a daily reality. This year, people have died by reason of malnutrition and its various attendant complications. The child of God cannot fail to be moved by the suffering of these people, and the missionary cannot see and hear these things daily without seeking to do something practical concerning their need. Thanks to your ongoing generosity, FAME has been able to make a real difference in the lives of many of this area, and we do what we can in famine times also. Poverty has prevented many parents from seeking medical help for their needy children, and this has tragic consequences for the children concerned. We had two good examples of this in recent months. This young boy, now in his mid-teens, had been badly burned when he was 8 years old. Following an appeal on last year's DVD, we received gifts of money to pay for surgery. And, as you can see, the bands of seared and contracted tissue have been severed. For the first time since he was 8, James can use his arms. Results like this make all our efforts worthwhile. Lydia, our nurse, brought this 3-year-old boy to me in May of this year. His mother is dead, his grandmother, who looks after him, is dying from cancer. The boy could not see because of advanced cataracts on both eyes. The very next week, we sent him to a specialist eye hospital outside Nairobi, and he had both cataracts removed. Now he can see, and I need not describe the difference this makes in his young life. Our centre here in eastern Kenya seems like an unlikely place for a fish farm, yet that is exactly what we have just constructed. A large pond has been dug and is able to sustain 1,200 tilapia fish, thus providing a welcome and nutritional source of food for our children, as well as considerable extra funds from the sale of the surplus. Water harvesting in the large water tanks and the connection to this local borewell are what make this fish project possible. Visitors are always welcome, and we had many over the last year. We trust and pray they were blessed and encouraged by their visit, and have retained fond memories of our time together here at our centre. Children from any part of the world are still, of course, children and enjoy fun and games. We had a running competition for the boys and girls by age group, and this proved to be a very happy and enjoyable time. The top three from each age group received a prize, and we even had a race where all competitors had to walk on their hands. Please continue to pray for the work, and for our own children, that the Lord will continue to undertake for their education. Pray most of all that Jesus Christ will be lifted up among these people, and that God will be glorified in all that we say and do. Thank you sincerely for your prayers and support.